Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. Today I'll be talking to you about the idea of progress for its own sake, and how ridiculous that is. Which is something I know I talk about on here periodically, and a topic that I think about quite a bit, actually. I know that you've probably heard my general thoughts on this before, but hey, some people learn better with repetition, so let's just go with it. I'm also going to briefly touch on Taylor Swift's engagement. So, buckle your seatbelts. Let's get started. So, first thing I want to talk about, and the thing I care more about, is this idea of progress for its own sake. I think about this probably more than the average human specimen does, and I talk about it on here quite a bit, because it's a topic I think about a lot. But the Cracker Barrel business has made me think about it more. Because Cracker Barrel, as I said in my last episode, is just the latest company to quote-unquote rebrand, change in its logo, engaging in all this political DEI crap and everything else. And it made me think of, like, this idea that a lot of people seem to embrace, that the new thing is the better thing, that if something is older than you are, then that must mean that we need to re-examine the authors or the creators of that thing, because heaven forbid, they might hold views, or might have held views if they're no longer with us, that your college, average college student doesn't hold. I already talked about that in a previous episode, the idea of holding people like authors and historical figures, to standards they couldn't possibly meet, and how it is sinful to do that, because you're expecting people to meet standards they couldn't meet because they don't live in this time, and you're actually implicitly critiquing God's plan, because there is a reason why God had those people be born in, say, 1752 or 1825 or 1968 rather than 2025 or 2276 or the year 70,952. Because God creates all of us. God knows all the hairs on our head. He knows everything about us. He knew that from before he even created the universe. He knew all of that. And he, therefore, stands to reason that he created every person in their own time for a reason. He knew what he was doing. And he knows what he's doing still, because he's still creating people today. At least, like, he created them all before time began, but, like, they're still being born, obviously. So that's what I mean by that, is people are still being created today. He's still doing it. He's still creating new animals, too. He's creating new trees, new lots of stuff. And he creates everything and everyone in their designated time for a reason, even if the reason is something that we as humans cannot possibly understand. Like, why that tree had to be created now and not 800 years ago. Obviously, there's more that goes into creating a human as far as, like, you know, thoughts and personalities and such than a tree. But you know what I mean. I've touched on all that before. Because trust me, it's all connected. This all ties back to the whole idea of de-extinction, as they call it. The idea of trying to bring species back that either never lived at all because the universe is only 6,000 years old, or species that did live, but they're gone now, and God clearly had a reason for calling them home, or they'd still be here. You know, it's not that complicated. But going back to the main topic at hand, this idea that the new thing is always the better thing. I've not heard anyone specifically say that phrase, that the new thing is always better. But, like, you always hear a certain subset on social media, especially, calling for the latest boycott, or calling for the latest rebrand, or that they want a woke version of whatever. They want a diverse version of this or that. Or even if people aren't calling for it, you still have executives in the business sector, or, you know, Hollywood or whatever, that are always looking at how can we remake this? How can we rebrand that? How can we change this? It's like there's nothing wrong with the original version. The original version is perfectly fine. I've never heard a report of a Cracker Barrel sign going rogue and destroying an entire town. I've never heard a report that the old Little Mermaid movie caused cancer. I've never heard of the Land of Lakes Butter Lady popping out of your fridge in the middle of the night and eating your neighbor's cat. And no, that is not related to the, they're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats. No, I was just coming up with something random that, you know, I've never heard anyone do that. I've never heard of a car made before 2015 suddenly deciding to drive off the road and launch itself and the driver into the sun. I know that some of those examples sound ridiculous. That's kind of the point, is to bring home this idea that the newer is always better is a ridiculous mindset. I would imagine it's extremely exhausting to constantly be, as the left calls it, problematizing everything. I couldn't imagine living that way. I couldn't imagine being employed as a quote-unquote sensitivity reader that publishers were, I don't know if they still are, but it made the news a couple years ago that they were employing these people to go through and wokeify Roald Dahl and all that. I think I would rather be employed at a job where I have to step on Legos barefoot for 18 hours a day, with the thermostat turned up to 100 degrees. I think I'd rather be employed in that job than be a sensitivity reader. I think what I'm trying to get at here is not everything has to be brought up to current. We're not living in 1984, where anytime anything changes, we have to go back and reword all the newspapers and all the books and everything else to say that, yes, we were always at war with East Asia. We're not in 1984, we're in 2025. So why don't we just chill out and stop trying to remake and rebrand everything? If a company wants to rebrand, like, because it's failing, it's truly failing, and it's trying to reach more customers, okay. If a company wants to rebrand, and it's completely innocent, has nothing to do with politics, it's not preachy or anything, and they actually put effort into it, fine. Okay, I can respect that. But the other problem I have is when they rebrand and it's so lazy. As I mentioned in my last episode with Walmart, where the logo just got bluer and maybe a little yellower, and that was it. It's like, you call that a rebrand? Really? Seriously? That is so low effort. And I also acknowledge that that the government shouldn't legally forbid companies from engaging in these woke rebrands or these low-effort rebrands or rebrands that are both. It's their money if they want to waste it. It's their customer base to lose. And so what I'm trying to get at here is this. If you are a company and you are rebranding, and you're doing it to be woke, all you're doing is shooting yourself in the foot. You're probably not going to generate a lot of new customers, because either the customers you're trying to reach already have their opinions about your brand, or the thing you're selling is just something that those customers just aren't interested in. It could be for completely apolitical reasons. They might just not want to eat there. They might just not want to drink that. They might be like me and, you know, if we're talking about Bud Light, I don't drink Bud Light because I don't drink alcohol. There's already other non-alcoholic beers that I like better. So I'm just not interested. Even if they didn't do anything political. I just don't care. It's nothing political about it. Like if you're going to rebrand and it's going to be divisive, what are you gaining from it? You're not really gaining anything from it. So my challenge is this to anyone out there, and I don't wish ill or death on anyone. I more mean this as a joke, but my challenge to anyone out there who seriously believes that every new thing is better, that something being newer makes it automatically better, I dare you to do this. I dare you to give yourself a paper cut on purpose, take a picture of the finger with the paper cut in it, post it all over social media, and say, look at this, it's my new paper cut. Isn't it just great? I love this new paper cut. Oh my gosh, can you believe this new paper cut? It's so awesome. Y'all should try to get paper cuts too. Maybe not that last part. And if that sounds ridiculous to you, well then, that's because it is. Because just because something is new doesn't automatically make it better. Now, something being old doesn't automatically make it better either. For example, I know some of the things that I know based on the Bible are sins. People will point out, oh, all those things have been happening for hundreds of years. Oh, look, they've been happening for thousands of years. Da, 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 da. Yeah, just because something's been happening for thousands of years doesn't automatically make it right. The Bible clearly does say that there is nothing new under the sun. In Ecclesiastes, it says that. So, those are basically my thoughts on that. That progress for its own sake is ridiculous. I am not saying that society can never change, because that which never changes dies. But we don't have to be constantly changing everything. And if you're going to change something, it shouldn't be for the sake of defaming the old thing, or for the sake of trying to enforce a political agenda that directly goes against God's word, or for the sake of trying to, you know, make the thing, as you would see it, less problematic, although, as I would see it and many others, less unique, less flavorful, less set apart from the 50,000 other competitors in that same industry, less charming. So those are my thoughts on that. Now, the next thing I want to get into, before I even get to Taylor Swift, that I forgot to mention in the intro, is government bailouts. Because I have heard from some credible sources that Trump has just effectively bailed out Intel. And my thoughts on this are pretty simple. I don't support government bailouts of corporations. I don't support government bailouts of individuals either, as I've been clear. I don't think we should have social safety net programs. I also don't think the government should be bailing out corporations. Corporations should have to stand on their own two feet, and if they can't do that, and if they go belly up, well, that's on them. Whether it's because of mismanagement, failure to calculate and recalibrate based on market trends, or, you know, the same kind of shooting themselves in the foot that Cracker Barrel just engaged in. Or because of something else entirely. You know, resource shortages or tariffs, or which I don't support tariffs, but that doesn't mean they won't happen. Or anything else for that matter. If your company cannot buy and sell goods and services as it is supposed to, and cannot manage its own affairs, and cannot function without a government bailout, your company clearly does not deserve to be bailed out at the expense of the taxpayers. If your company cannot stay on its own two feet, then it shouldn't be propped up artificially. If your company can't stand on its own two feet, it will fall, and that's the way it should be. I'm not wishing for people to lose their jobs. I'm not wishing for companies to fail. No. I just don't think they should be artificially propped up by taxpayers. People should not be forced to give. True generosity cannot be forced. As I've said before, if you go to the grocery store and some guy comes up to you on the street, puts a gun to your head, and demands you hand him the gallon of milk you just bought, and you do it, well, you're doing what most of us would do, but that doesn't mean you're being generous. If anything, that means that you were intimidated. You only gave it to him because he threatened you. And that's because, you know, if you're being threatened, you can't really truly make a choice. If he didn't point the gun at you and he just asked for the milk and you gave it to him, well, then you were being generous. And so that's sums up the way I feel about a lot of government bailouts and safety nets and such. I don't support them because if, you know, when it comes to individuals, if someone is truly in need, then the community should help them, the church should help them, their family, if they have family, should help them. Yes, but that should happen out of, that should happen on these people's own volition. It should not, the community members should not be forced to. The family should not be necessarily forced to. Now, I obviously with children, it's a little different. If you're a parent and you decide you don't want to feed your kids anymore, well, obviously that's child abuse. Even that shouldn't necessarily be a federal government responsibility in most cases, but it should definitely be a state crime, at least. It's obviously, that's an exception. But, like, that's different, because we're not really, that's even different, because we're not really even talking about government safety nets. We're just talking about a parent's basic obligations. But the point is that when it comes to individuals, yes, the community should help out by their own free will, by their own volition. It should not be forced on them by the government. They should do it not because they care about their fellow man, and because, more importantly, God tells us to help others. It says in Matthew 25, talks about clothing the naked, feeding the hungry, visiting those who are in prison, caring for the sick. It talks about all of that in Matthew 25. So obviously, that means that as a Christian, you do have a duty to help other people who are in need. But you should not be forced to by your government. Because that's not generosity, that's coercion. And then when it comes to corporations, they don't even have that leg to stand on. The Matthew 25 does not talk about sick corporations, corporations that are in prison, hungry corporations. No, it talks about people. And whether the court defines a corporation as a person or not, a corporation is still not a person. Maybe the legal system defines it as such for certain purposes, but just obviously a corporation is not a physical person. It is a business. Its responsibility is to make profits and to buy and sell and manufacture goods and services and whatnot. And that's the thing, is when people try to talk about social responsibility, when they talk about like wokeness or environmental stuff, I wouldn't necessarily say that corporations have a lot of social responsibility. I mean, yes, they obviously should try not to go out of their way to pollute the local water supply or whatever, but like, even that, I'm not sure to what extent the government should regulate that. But even leaving all of that aside, corporations should not receive bailouts from the government. Now, if a corporation, if a corporation was struggling and it needed to take out a loan, okay, that's what banks are for. That's not the only thing banks are for, obviously, but that's one of the things banks do. They give loans. And that's the beauty of it, because the bank can look at you and decide if it wants to give you the loan, because ultimately the bank is the one that has the money. They get to decide if they're going to lend to you or not. Obviously, customers don't always know a lot of the bank's internal business. Obviously, a lot of it's confidential or whatever. But, like, you know, if you don't like your bank for any reason, you can switch to a different bank. You can't switch to a different government very easily. If a corporation is struggling, if Intel is struggling, or if one of the corporations that was bailed out in the wake of the 2008 recession is struggling, you know, then they can go to the bank and they can ask for a loan, and the bank can tell them yes or no, and that's the way it should be. And if they can't get a loan anywhere, well, sorry. Too bad. So sad. You tried. You had a good run. I'll be praying for the people that lose their jobs, because obviously I don't wish for anyone. In most cases, I don't wish for people to lose their jobs. I mean, you can obviously, knowing me, you can imagine some industries where I don't think that industry should exist. But leaving that aside, you know, I generally, for the most part, don't wish for people to lose their jobs, especially if they have to support their kids. But that's just the way it goes. I mean, that's what happens. I'm sorry. That we live in a fallen world. Everything's not always going to be butterflies and roses and kittens. It's just the way it is. You can say it's not fair. You can say it should be. You can say that all day long. It's not going to change it. You could say it from now until 2050. It's not fair. It's not fair. It's not fair. Over and over again. You're not going to change the fact. That's just the way it goes. It's just, life happens. I know that's very elementary, but some people either don't understand this or just willfully ignore it. So I felt it needed to be pointed out. So in short, I don't support the government bailing out Intel. Just like I don't support the government bailing out anyone else. That's not their job. Let the market handle it. Now, moving on to Taylor Swift. It has come to my attention that she's engaged to Travis Kelce. Now, on the one hand, I don't care. The song by Brian Odin, the Don't Tweet What You Eat, Because We Don't Care song is playing in my head. But on the other hand, I am a little nervous because football season's coming up, and I'm a Chiefs fan, as y'all know. So I'm kind of nervous that when I watch the game, they're going to bring her up every 6 seconds, like they did a couple years ago. I think last year they backed off of it a little bit because there was a lot of backlash, obviously, for good reason. Because if I wanted to watch a Taylor Swift concert, I'd take out all my life savings and get a ticket and go watch the concert. But I don't want to. I wouldn't take out my life savings to go to a concert of anyone I can think of, really. I'm not really a concert person, but even if I was, I like a couple of her old songs, but after 2012, she became extremely annoying. That's just my opinion. Not gonna get into all of my opinions about her, but what I will say is that, you know, I want to watch football. I don't care if she's there or not. I don't care if she's at the football game. I don't care if she's on the moon. I don't care if she's in China. I don't care, because I'm not watching her. I'm watching football. So, yeah, on the one hand, I don't really care that much about whether she got engaged or not. I mean, I guess I sort of do a little bit in the sense that, hey, maybe this means now she can finally keep a man instead of breaking up with him and writing songs about it. But I just think she needs to get married, have a few kids, and go away. That's what I think. She's had her run. That's just my thoughts. I know some of y'all probably disagree. But in short, she's engaged. I really don't care. But I almost do, for two reasons. Because, for one thing, I hope this is a good sign that she's finally learned to keep a man. And then, two, I'm nervous that they're going to talk about her every 6 seconds while I'm just trying to watch football. I hope they won't do that. I think they did learn from the year they did that, but I don't know. She's engaged now. They're not just dating anymore, so it's a possibility. Now, thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you've enjoyed it or considered it to be food for thought. You can find this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, the RSS feed, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. You can also contact us on our Facebook page at Jesse's Fireside Chats and on X at JFSCPod. You could also send us an email if you'd like at jessesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's jessesfiresidechats@gmail.com. If you'd like to be a guest, please reach out to us. And I keep forgetting to mention this. We have a Facebook group. It's called Fireside Chatter. Please join it. It looks pretty sad. Also, please pass this along to anybody you know that might be interested. And no pressure, but if you'd like to support us a little bit, we have a coffee page. So go to, if you want to do that, go to ko-fi.com/Jesse's Fireside Chats. That's ko-fi.com/Jesse's Fireside Chats. We would really appreciate it. And please come back next time. Have a blessed day.